Hi, I'm Mario Guerra, and you're listening, you're watching to a special edition of Talking Downey with Mayor Mario Guerra. So, folks, this is going to be a short little video. You know, as we approach election season, this is, we're in the middle of June right now, there's a lot of things we're going to be talking about. There's going to be tons of ballot propositions. Yes, in November, we also have a presidential election. We have a U.S. Senate election. Locally here in the city of Downey, we have three council members being elected. There's all kinds of different propositions that are going to impact you. We're going to do our best to give you the background and at least let you know both sides, the pros and cons. Sometimes when we watch those television ads, they're not a little bit misleading, they're a lot misleading. So I think that's part of a responsibility. Ever since we gave out our phone number and our email, I've been getting lots of emails from you. I've been getting several phone calls from people saying they appreciate what we've been talking about. They appreciate that we're giving both sides of an issue, and they appreciate the honesty and the transparency we have. So we're going to continue to do that. So if you ask, that's probably one of the reasons that we do podcasts. But I wanted to make this special edition about something that we did last month. Last month, we had one of our episodes that was talking about whether some reporters have ethical obligations to find the facts, or they just run the stories to fit their own narrative that they have. And one of them was we talked about Brian Hughes from the Los Cerritos News. And I mentioned in there, we showed some examples of FPPC fines for $5,000 for having an illegal pack. We showed some things in there, like he got caught and had to apologize for plagiarism, and some of the things, other things that he got sued for, he obviously didn't like that. He ran a story with all kinds of misfacts and misinformation about us, and that's okay. That's part of life, and I go on. But obviously, he didn't like that, and he keeps going on. So I keep getting emails from him. So an email that I got from him was that I know that to be a Catholic clergy, you need the Archbishop's permission. And I responded back, yes. And that was the end of it. He goes, do you have a letter for this? And, you know, I said, yes. And now he sends me a request for the letter, and then a second request, and a third request. To give you a little bit of background, canon law says that a Catholic clergy should not run for public office. Then it also says a deacon can if you have the permission of the ordinary. The ordinary is the archbishop, whatever archdiocese you're in. So when I ran for city council in 2006, the archbishop of Los Angeles archdiocese was Cardinal Roger Mahoney. So of course I went and got permission from him. One of the bishops at that time, Bishop Alex Salazar, even came and did the invocation at my installation to become a city council member in the city of Downey in early December 2006. So obviously, the archdiocese knew that I ran for public office. I served for 10 years at St. Raymond's in Downey. I was then transferred to St. Linus in the city of Norwalk. And then the last 2 years I spent at St. Philip's in Pasadena, the Apostle in Pasadena, under Father Tony Gomez is the pastor. So obviously, for 22 years that I've been a deacon, I've been elected official for many of those years in between there. So yes, the archdiocese knew. When I ran for state senate in 2014, I went to Archbishop Gomez and, of course, had their permission. By the way, I'll distinctly remember this in 2006. My wife and I were at Notre Dame. UCLA was playing Notre Dame. I was so excited to finally have that. I had set it up 10 years before when it was put on the schedule. So we are literally at the dedication of the Virgin Mary statue right in the middle of Notre Dame when I get this phone call. This was in early October of 2006, the election being in November. And I remember the attorney for the Archdiocese of Los Angeles, Margaret Graff, making sure that I needed to give them all this paperwork and financials and everything else so the Archbishop could bless it, Cardinal Mahoney, so make sure that they knew the Archdiocese about my background and what I was doing, and then they needed more information on the finances and so forth. So yes, the answer is yes, I've been approved, and they knew that. So, but Mr. Hughes doesn't give up. He sends me the second email, third email, fourth request, fifth request. So the other day, he kind of sent me a threatening one. This is your last chance, your fifth and last chance to send me a copy of that letter, which, by the way, I have no intention of sending him a copy of that. I don't need to. I don't know what makes him the arbitrator of this, but you know what? Just leave me alone. Stop stalking. And then he says, by the way, regardless of that, I'm going to write a story about you for doing your podcast and taking objection to other people. And I forgot how he put it, for giving your side of your view of things. And you kind of laugh because, folks, that's what a podcast is. I'm going to give you my side, just like I'm doing right now. I'm telling you how unethical my opinion Brian Hughes is and how his letter. So I just wanted to get that out there, that there's a lot of gall, a lot of gumption to be able to send an email like that. So as we're going into election season, I promise you that I'm going to give you my views. I promise you they may not be your views. I promise you that I may put down certain people in my opinion. I promise you that there will be dialogue, and I will gladly listen to you. Many of you have written to me in your comments. I see your comments. Mr. Hughes put a comment on one of our podcasts saying, where's your letter from your archbishop or whatever? And you kind of laugh. It's like, you need to move on. There's other stories out there that you don't need to make one up. And now it's kind of ironic. He says we have a podcast to put down people, and yet that's what he does with his newspaper on there. We in the elected official world know that everybody's a little scared of him, because when the truth and the facts don't matter, people write what they want and they write their own stories. So anyway, I just wanted to talk about this. I wanted to talk about it coming into election season. I'm more than ready to have those discussions. I'd love to have people on the show. Mr. Hughes, if you want to come on our show. Actually, that's interesting. I never thought about that, Brandon. Mr. Hughes, if you'd like to come on our show and dispute your alternative facts, I'll be glad to have you on the show. So anyways, folks, as we get into election season, a lot of things can become controversial. This is Talking Downey, but we're also doing a Talking California to make sure that we get all the issues going forward here for our community. So anyways, stalker or admirer, I don't know. You make up your own minds. But folks, thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. My cell number is 562-706-4114. 562-706-4114. My email address, mario@GUERRAINS.com. I as an independent, N as in Nancy, S as in Sam.com. So thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. I look forward to hearing your comments. This is Talking Downey with Mayor Mario Guerra.